5. Solar radiation. That the suns of space are not very dense is proved by the steady streams of escaping light energies. Too great a density would retain light by opacity until the light energy pressure reached the explosion point. There is a tremendous light or gas pressure within a sun to cause it to shoot forth such a stream of energy as to penetrate space for millions upon millions of miles to energize, light, and heat the distant planets. 15 feet of surface of the density of Urantia would effectually prevent the escape of all X-rays and light energies from a sun until the rising internal pressure of accumulating energies resulting from atomic dismemberment overcame gravity with a tremendous outward explosion. Light, in the presence of the propulsive gases, is highly explosive when confined at high temperatures by opaque retaining walls. Light is real. As you value energy and power on your world, sunlight would be economical at $1 million a pound. The interior of your sun is a vast X-ray generator. The suns are supported from within by the incessant bombardment of these mighty emanations. It requires more than 500,000 years for an X-ray-stimulated electron to work its way from the very center of an average sun up to the solar surface, whence it starts out on its space adventure, maybe to warm an inhabited planet, to be captured by a meteor, to participate in the birth of an atom, to be attracted by a highly charged dark island of space, or to find its space flight terminated by a final plunge into the surface of a sun similar to the one of its origin. The X-rays of a sun's interior charge the highly heated and agitated electrons with sufficient energy to carry them out through space, past the hosts of detaining influences of intervening matter, and, in spite of divergent gravity attractions, on to the distant spheres of the remote systems. The great energy of velocity required to escape the gravity clutch of a sun is sufficient to ensure that the sunbeam will travel on with unabated velocity until it encounters considerable masses of matter, whereupon it is quickly transformed into heat with the liberation of other energies. Energy, whether as light or in other forms, in its flight through space, moves straight forward. The actual particles of material existence traverse space like a fusillade. They go in a straight and unbroken line or procession, except as they are acted on by superior forces, and except as they ever obey the linear gravity pull inherent in material mass and the circular gravity presence of the Isle of Paradise. Solar energy may seem to be propelled in waves, but that is due to the action of coexistent and diverse influences. A given form of organized energy does not proceed in waves, but in direct lines. The presence of a second or a third form of force energy may cause the stream under observation to appear to travel in wavy formation, just as, in a blinding rainstorm accompanied by a heavy wind, the water sometimes appears to fall in sheets or to descend in waves. The raindrops are coming down in a direct line of unbroken procession, but the action of the wind is such as to give the visible appearance of sheets of water and waves of raindrops. The action of certain secondary and other undiscovered energies present in the space regions of your local universe is such that solar light emanations appear to execute certain wavy phenomena, as well as to be chopped up into infinitesimal portions of definite length and weight. And, practically considered, that is exactly what happens. You can hardly hope to arrive at a better understanding of the behavior of light until such a time as you acquire a clearer concept of the interaction and interrelationships of the various space forces and solar energies operating in the space regions of Nebadon. Your present confusion is also due to your incomplete grasp of this problem, as it involves the interassociated activities of the personal and non-personal control of the Master Universe, the presences, the performances, and the coordination of the conjoint actor and the unqualified absolute.